He said, "I'm about to, we need to run the run the film back. Let's not this and I go ahead."
Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, your one-stop shop, everything nerd related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. The first of which, I sent him a video from DLC dropping, and he hasn't bought it yet. So, you know, fake gamer alert. Say what up to Roy.
What up, it's your boy Roy, and actually, I haven't even clicked the text or looked at the video.
Whatever nigga hits you with the actually, yeah.
You know, when you're driving, and you see, like, all you can see is, like, the little thing, what the text is supposed to say, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Oh, cool, DLC. I'll look at this later. Thanks for reminding me, though.
And my second co-host, who has changed his name to Platinum Duel, say what up, Mr. Duel.
What's going on, man? Good to be here. You know, everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go. Nah, I think I'm gonna do my own thing.
Damn.
Just came up with that.
Shit.
That is big hate. Okay.
What the freak? Oh, what do you mean? I like that.
What the frick?
What's
going on?
And my last co-host who needs to hop on this damn Pokemon game with me, because I swear to God, like, I found him a game to play and he just hasn't downloaded it. You know, fake gamer alert number two. Say what up, Merle.
Fake gamer alert. Now, he threw the lore out there. What's going on, y'all? He threw the lore out there for me, you know, got me biting a little bit, you know. But one thing I will admit, you know, it was definitely good to see off my new, you know, iPhone, you know, Pro Max 15. You know, and they do, I can't do that. It's copyright. But nah, yeah, you know.
What?
I ain't doing my thing. Well, I got the picture of Miles. I know we can post that up.
Oh,
I'm the real Morales. Yeah. You trying to tell me how my story going, baby? Come on, man.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna get it off somehow.
And if you're listening to the audio version, I want to remind you to check out the video version on our YouTube channel. And if you like the show, please rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps us move up the algorithm and bring your new listeners. Now, with the promotion out of the way, let's move into the nonsense of the week. This time, we are in Atlanta, where famous TikToker Keith Lee, a TikTok reviewer who reviews, you know, food in his car, and it's very like a
don't say like that. That sounds like hate.
No, it's not hate. I watch a lot of people eat food in their car and do reviews. I don't know why that's the thing, but it is.
That's what I'm like. Don't say it like that.
It's like that's half of my For You page. It's food and horny. That's what all it is. Yeah.
That's a nice combo. Nice combo. I like that. Nah, that's like I like that. I like that.
But Keith was in Atlanta trying to try out some restaurants, and all hell broke loose because, as you know, Atlanta is for all of the bougie blacks. That's where all the rich, you know, finger quotes, rich black folks live. But yeah, he went to a restaurant called The Real Milk and Honey, trying to, you know, get some food, like a normal person, eat. And they wouldn't let my man sit down at first. Then they found out he was famous. And then they try to let him sit down. But if you watch any of Keith's videos, he's like, I don't play that. I pay for my own food like a normal person. And I don't want no special treatment. He's very super, super nice guy. You know, just killing them with
kindness. That nigga's a serial killer.
Wow, come on now. Come on.
Oh, no, bro, the way he's just a nice guy, bro. He's just a nice person.
The way he does his videos. So I went to the store today and I went and tried these new chicken wings. They are phenomenal. I'm like, yo, I'm scared of watching this nigga sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. I'm scared of watching this nigga.
That's looking exactly how he talks. Like, he's such a nice person.
I watch the videos. Like,
he doesn't even blink either. I don't know. I don't know if I trust someone with that.
Hey, this is not the message Geeked Up is giving about Keith Lee. Y'all, no, fuck that. Y'all
that's a fact. Yeah. Hey, dude, let me promote you, man. Don't come on our platform saying some shit like that. That's crazy.
I don't trust someone with that much integrity. I don't know. Sometimes I got to see the shadiness in somebody. Like, why are you not flexing your privilege? Like, they should be, like, treating you well. What's your problem, son? Like, show out a little bit. I don't get it. But for you to go back to your car and be this fucking superhero and be like, yeah, man, I mean, they gave me good service when they found out who I was. Yeah, the nerve of them. Like, oh.
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, shit.
Wow. It's like a duel fit right in Atlanta, son.
Oh, I lost my Atlanta card too.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But the restaurant owners replied to him saying like they put a video in the reply saying like, oh, who's Keith Lee? Acting like they didn't know who he was. Like the whole TikTok
cap.
Version.
Stop the cat. Stop the cat.
He started a whole chicken war in like Chicago, son. Like he was talking about this is the best fried chicken and you know, shit hit the fan in Chicago, but it was all over Chicago, gets to Atlanta, and all shit breaks loose. You know, he's been to Atlanta, and, like, he hasn't had almost, like, I think he's been to, like, a few restaurants. He said, like, the service there is just, like, you know, if you're not, you know, fake rich, and you ain't nobody out there. And, Merle, you're known for being super bougie and eating the finer things in life. What do you think of those?
Wow, okay. Yeah. Pin that on my jacket, huh? First thing first, man, all jokes aside, besides the serial killer vibes, bro, be smoking them videos. You know, like I said, the first original, you know, I think he helped bring that one restaurant in Vegas, you know, brought him back to life. You know, the dude still bigs him up to this day type shit, you know. I salute the guy's work. He's definitely one of those foodies out there where I definitely kind of pause when I double back on some of his reviews to, you know, see if it's hitting right, you know, because sometimes, you know, like I said, it could be a tad bit exaggeration, but, you know, he will give it up and let know that like shit's not like, you know, hit like that. But you know, the review's pretty solid, I think. Somebody disagrees. But go ahead. I don't know.
I guess for me it's kinda like if you know you have this great power, you know, like you have this ability. If you have this ability to pretty much ruin or super help a restaurant, and like of course they, you know, what he's doing is kind of like infiltrating, like he'll send his like family in first or whatever to see the treatment they get, and then he'll go and stuff, and then sometimes they might treat him differently. Like he's almost making it sound weird where like, yo, my family didn't get treated well, but I did. I feel a way. It's like, yeah, no shit. What if they were having a bad day or something like that? Like, of course, like you have the ability to ruin their entire like livelihood. Of course they're gonna want to treat you right. Like they've probably been getting away, especially in Atlanta. Like apparently you can't get a lot of places like to go, or you know, you might not just have the best service. Like a lot of times we excuse bad service too at places. We're like, oh, the worse the service, the better the food. And he's trying to like expose
all Jamaican restaurants. Yes.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you put that order in 30 minutes ago, get there, and it's still another 30 minutes like to get your food.
Relax,
and shit. But
relax.
You know, but I don't get it. It's like he's almost like in a way trying to expose the idea that he's gonna get special treatment. But it's like, yeah, if you control their livelihood, their business through your following,
ahead,
then of course they would. Like, but yeah,
we got some sass for you. Look at
I'm just saying, do you not like good service, nigga? Like you saying that you're comfortable with not getting good customer service? Because that's literally what you just said.
Aren't you a tipper?
Like, man, I am.
Aren't you a 20% tipper?
Yeah. I'm forced to be now. At this point, when they turn the iPad screen around,
no,
they forced it. What? Got into your head.
I can't custom it lower. So yeah.
The point is, I send in my folks just to see what the regular, ordinary person's service is going to be like. You know what I'm saying? Like if you, because that's the point of the review, right? You're watching my review to see if you should go check out this restaurant. I'm gonna send my mom in there. My mom is gonna be you. So she goes in there and she's the proxy for whether or not you're gonna be treated right. Guess what? There's a chance that you're probably gonna get some bad service. They're gonna tell you it's an hour and a half wait. You're gonna wait that hour and a half and you're still not gonna be able to sit down.
I'm gonna send the homies in there first too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And then guess what's gonna happen? You gotta be a famous TikTok celebrity to get a table in my restaurant.
Yeah, get your clout up, yo. Tell his mom and dad to get their shit together. I don't understand, son. I bring a following. Yeah, I can serving you food doesn't serve me. All
so
right, I know
well
shit's
say,
good.
We might as well say, hey, bro, make sure you bring
serving
your clout
you
up.
Serving you food does not serve me. That was a good bar. You try to get that off.
Go ahead, Roy.
No, you might as well come in there and make sure you have your little clout tokens. Make sure I can see your follower count, and I'll get to decide whether or not you get a table based off that shit. If you ain't a million followers, I'm sorry. Dog. Like I might be able to feed you on like a Tuesday or a Monday, but you ain't coming in here on no Friday. You ain't getting no food. You ain't getting no table. That's what you're saying.
Damn.
That's Atlanta culture. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not embracing the culture of your own city at this point. You guys are no wonder they're going to be hating on it. Not his city, but that city. Like, of course they're going to feel away. It's like, bro, like, you're making it hot for us. Like, I don't know. I almost feel like this is like a reverse way to make people feel bad about the service they get. Like, it's almost like kind of like, bro, like, I'm the guy. Like, I got it like this. Y'all don't. But I'm going to make these videos and expose it just to show y'all, like, I'm trying to help y'all. But low-key, I'm
also doing that, though. He's just literally killing them with kindness. It's like if I left a Yelp review on someone, son. It's like, I'm just telling you my experience here. You can go there. He's even said in videos, like, I'm not telling y'all to go demolish these people's business. I'm not telling y'all to do that through blah, 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 blah. I'm just telling
just you,
you
know what it's
my
like.
Experience of the food, it's a review. You wouldn't be saying anything different. It was a fucking movie review, right?
Tap. Right. That's a disclaimer. That's a disclaimer. He's just trying to get his shit off of hating and peace. He's just trying to. He had to do that. He had to. Hey, try that shit in Seattle. I dare you, son. God,
What y'all gonna do in Seattle? Don't even have guns in Seattle. What are you talking about?
But we got gays. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, hello?
What's going on?
12 minutes. This soon. What's going on with this guy? Have you been doing this in a spa?
No, just, sporadically? I was supposed to be left in my spa. My bad.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
But you think shout out to Keith Lee, though.
You think he's
shout
wrong?
Out to no, Keith Lee, though. Don't shout out to You agreed with bro serial killer take, and then you said he's doing a show. He's doing a show for his followers.
A lot of people I don't like, but I'm entertained by. I do enjoy his food reviews. They're very direct. They are very direct. And the quick camera cuts that zoom into his face, I'm like, damn, I'm really engaged in what the fuck he's saying. I'm listening.
Like when
right
he rolls
now,
his eyes back to express how good the food is?
Oh, he does that? I don't know. I didn't even notice that. I was staring at his mouth. Straight homo. So that's one of the things.
Yeah. What part are we having today? That's all I need to know. I just need to know.
Good content at the end of the day. But yeah, like I said, shout out Keith Lee, sir. Like,
what's the fuck out of here? Shout out.
Yo, make it sound like I'm a hater or something like that. It's ridiculous.
You never know.
Oh, say you ain't.
Go ahead, Abdul. Start up your own little reviews. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. Dually reviews. Go ahead and do that. Get your little car, though. You gotta be in your car. I know you don't like driving in Seattle.
You have to go to Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta. You know,
I don't want to try out there. Yeah, of course it has soul food. You know, collard greens. What else?
Collard greens.
I haven't had pig feet, if that counts. I don't know if that's something, but yeah. No, I don't know. I guess I'm a little skeptical of people with that much integrity, so don't mind me. Like,
he's too good of a person. That means you got to be a bad person. Gotcha.
Exactly. That's how I feel about him. That's literally my assessment. I'm like, there's no way that's real. It's an act. So,
oh, shit. That is crazy.
Shout out to the boy Keith Lee. Keep doing your thing, man. Well, no matter what a people says. Or Merle.
Black influencer.
Or Merle especially.
Yeah. No. I just fire reviews, man. What do you want me to say?
I'm a serial killer. It's fucked up.
I mean, that can be true at the same time, too. Like, I can big you up and let you know how I feel.
That's what it is.
Thank you. That's what I said.
Nah. Don't keep trying to force us together.
Nah, we boys, man.
Boys. All right. Moving on to movie and TV news, where Marvel was in the news for just an entire fuck shit of reasons. Like, I guess this all happened in one day. Just like fire tweets went off about an assortment of things in Marvel. The first, which is saying that Marvel execs begun considering focusing John the Major's Kang, and then they wanted to switch it to Doctor Doom instead. Now, there haven't been any real concrete plans about this, but you know Jonathan Majors was in the news for like, you know, his girlfriend thing, and now they're trying to like, oh, we got to play Audible and bring in another villain. But Doctor Doom and Kang is not the same thing. That's weird that they tried to do. We knew what they were trying to do. It was like, oh, get my boy out of here. I got a new person in here. But not only are they in the news for that, they're also in the news for Mahershala Ali saying, I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines. I'm ready to make this fucking Blade movie. I don't know how old that man is. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's getting older, and I know, you know,
this is going to be the first movie. He's in his late 40s, bro.
Yeah, I think this one was supposed to come out, you know, like 2-3 years ago. This has gone through like multiple different directors, and now it has the Logan director rewriting like the script from scratch, like starting completely over. So Mahershala Ali's like, all right, bro, like I'm good. Like, release me.
One key thing right there with a budget of less than $100 million too for this move. So yeah, keep going.
For which movie?
Blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Less than 100 million for Blade, who's a obviously crazy. Super sci-fi character. But yeah, my bad, DeAndre. I don't know if you're gonna read off the other ones.
Yeah, the other one was Marvel's also shuffling other cast members, saying they want to bring back the original Avengers from the first Avengers movie. You know, that's Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and you know, Hulk. But it also means bringing back Iron Man and Black Widow, who famously both died. And so I think we're witnessing, you know, Marvel going through a midlife crisis, because ever since the game dropped, these niggas have just been like ball drop. Oh, 3-pointer for Spider-Man, 3-pointer for Guardians, and then just drop. And it's also in the news that, like, yo, Daredevil has gone through all types of different rewrites, and I don't know what the fuck is going on over there, son, but they need to hurry up before niggas just completely lose interest. Like, I'm also not watching Loki, Abdul. I don't know if you're watching.
Yeah. Really?
Is it good? I just don't see the point in it, son. Like, I'd rather watch The Boys.
Your boys in that joint, because everybody got the flock, and I think episode four.
Yeah.
They were saying out they were praising him on the range that he had. I guess I during
seen
that
single episode, a single clip of anything.
Clip
so
of it. Okay,
it hasn't been that good apparently. So
that's saying a lot by you, because nigga, you was flocking to this shit heavily last year. That's all your ass kept talking about. So that's saying a lot right now. Did you guys also see that? I guess reportedly they had like a $225 million budget for She-Hulk. I guess.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yo, exactly, Blade has 100 million, bro. How did She-Hulk?
That's crazy to hear.
How did She-Hulk get 200? Look like absolute shit. But Blade,
they got the Stallion,
a big
in
name.
That's
where the budget. That's
where
went
that
to
money
see.
Went to.
That's all that ass.
Blade, a well-known character, you know, beloved character. Mahershala Ali playing the fucking character.
Yeah, amazing actor too. Like.
Under 100 million. How does that make sense?
Crazy.
It's I think this is like a result, honestly. Like, fans have put too much faith into Marvel, and you are watching them deteriorate, like you said, from the jump. After Endgame, they're really struggling to recreate that next big villain. They kind of had a real good thing going with Jonathan Majors' cast, because it's not that he's unproven talent. It's that he's had really good performances, but still he's not labeled as, like, I would say like an S-tier actor as like a Leonardo, but he's like, you can tell the evidence is there in all of his performances that he's coming, right? Or come, like, he's approaching that moment, right? And with him casted as Kang, he's probably the easiest character to recast technically, because the whole crux of his character is based on variance. So honestly, them recasting him and even making him a different Kang, they should have just kept it. But the fact that they're considering or scrambling at this point to be like, you know what, let's just change the villain, that tells me that, like, okay, it's not even more so a Jonathan Majors is the issue, and he's kind of ruined. He was our big bad that we're leading up to, but because of his, like, legal troubles, we're having trouble with, like, kind of, like, centering our universe. No, you guys are messing up from Black Panther 2, which was a terrible movie, in my opinion. All of these Miss Marvel shows and everything else that released on Disney Plus was pretty much a flop, except for Loki, and except for maybe Spider-Man No Way Home, and as you mentioned, Guardians. That's like a 3 out of like 25% shooting range. Like, that's a terrible, terrible average right there. But yeah, for at this point now, it tells me that they're at their brink. Like, everyone keeps thinking, like, yo, Marvel fucked up. This is DC's time to jump in. For you to reconsider, let's undo our biggest, like, grand slam where we killed Thanos and we killed Iron Man. You know what? We're doing so bad right now. Let's bring them all back. That literally tells me at this point, it's like, no, you were going in a whole new direction. You're going in the Secret Wars direction. You're building up Spider-Man. You're building up the multiverse. But now what? What happened? Like, it just wasn't well received. So you're not going to see the vision through. You're going to just deviate and fucking go another direction again. No, let's bring these heroes back. I don't know how they don't realize that this is the worst decision they could make, because it's almost like admitting fault. At least commit to the bit. Finish the story out. Let's see the Secret Wars, and let's see what's going to happen with this, because there is possibilities to be made. But yeah,
I don't know how much. Let me get this.
Go ahead.
The Secret Wars angle, like, I don't think you have the star for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Without your Iron Man, without your fucking Captain America, you haven't built
what
up
Captain
a star.
Marvel's supposed to be said.
They were all supposed to be there. Remember, like, I think there was somebody that was saying, like, remember those, like, there was like a. These are the next generations and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be going to Ironheart, all that bullshit. But you haven't. Like, all we got is Tom Holland.
Hey, whoa. Don't do that.
Even, but no, I feel you on Ironheart. Because even then, I haven't even seen the clip that she was in. But even terrible. In that, it's like you need to build up that act. Even the actress, mm-hmm. the actors, they all have to be at a certain level of stardom to even make us even give a fuck enough. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, the fact that we had to switch out our main villain, Jonathan Major, who's literally star was rising like crazy. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a lot in the beginning of the year until the fucking allegations started happening. Mm-hmm. It's like ever since that. Then everything's cooled off for him. So I don't think you could. I understand why they're like, you know what? We gotta break the glass, dog. We gotta break the glass. Like, look, is what? Who are we got? Who like you said? The ship is plummeting.
Oh yeah, plummeting. It is. It's definitely sinking.
Like the fact that y'all are over here talking about. I don't give a fuck about no Marvel shit. I've been opt off the wagon because it's just too much shit to follow. You know what I'm saying? It was just like you were literally doing too much. Your new head of Marvel is like, all right, now we're gonna slow the shit down. Because before we were doing like a movie every 2 years or some shit, and then we got like a movie, a series, another movie, another series, all in 1 year. So as long
how
as,
much of that can, what was it, the writer's strike? How much are we gonna throw that into a factor?
The writer's strike also affects writer's strike. Your main villain having some bullshit come up. Your other villain having some bullshit come up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then the fact that none of your stars are that big enough. Like, nobody gives a fuck about Brie Larson besides Brie Larson.
I love me some Brie.
That's it.
I love me some cheese.
Brie is cool to me. I don't hate women. But these other niggas hate women.
I just want to inject right there. I just want to inject on that one. But, like, the one star you do have is Tom Holland. Tom Holland is a recognized and popular star right now. And the other thing is that Robert Downey Jr. was kind of failing in his career until he kind of landed in Iron Man and it took off.
It wasn't just Iron Man, though. Remember Tropic Thunder?
Afterwards. Afterwards.
Yeah, it was literally a perfect storm.
Yeah, but he's right. Cooking. He was in Iron Man, then he was in other movies and still remained prominent. People saw him in other things. But, like, Iron Man definitely races, like, started him. Tom Holland ain't going to put asses in seats. Tom Holland wasn't big enough to put asses in seats for Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield did that. That's why.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that either.
No love for Benedict Cumberbatch, my guy, Doctor Strange. No love for him.
But even then, people niggas don't do that. Benedict Cumberbatch like that, bro. Like, he's cool. He's cool, but like,
Doctor Strange. Never seen Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes, but go ahead.
To that Iron Man shit, though.
Disrespectful, but okay.
Go ahead.
It was a different generation where, like, garnering attention was just easier. Like, there wasn't that many superhero movies. I know y'all remember what it was like watching Incredible Hulk in theaters. You know what I'm saying?
Electric.
Like, which one?
The first one.
Second one. The second one,
You know what I'm saying, though. Like, back then, it was just different. Like, it was an event. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing Iron Man 2008, that was an event.
That was a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I think, we are oversaturated with it now. I did disagree slightly even with DeAndre's point because, like, Tom Holland in, like, Far From Home and No Way Home, like, that was just a new iteration of Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man's a popular enough IP that people are going to go to that shit. Like, Spider-Man can combat the popularity of Avengers on his own. Like, it doesn't matter. You could literally cast a no-name person in that and people are going to go watch it because Spider-Man is that selling name at this point. It's not even who it is. So, and the only thing I'm going to push back on now, too, is that even though I'm really disappointed that they're reconsidering bringing back these old actors and everything back, the next rumor or the newest bit of news that came out is that Hugh Jackman and Tobey Maguire are supposed to be the two leads of Avengers Secret Wars. And that, I'm not going to lie, this does tell me they're desperate. It does tell me they're very desperate. But I am such a nostalgia fiend that Hugh Jackman is my favorite iteration. Like, I just love him as Wolverine. It's perfect casting. And Tobey Maguire was always my favorite Spider-Man. So, of course, I'm going to be happy for this one. I don't think they can miss just from the sole fact of that casting. Like, you almost have to make this movie bad to try. Because even when you look back at No Way Home, you can try to make the argument the movie wasn't that crazy, but it didn't matter. That nostalgia that you felt, that moment that you felt from No Way Home, it's undeniable that just seeing those two on screen is going to sell it. And I think also, my bad, is that Hugh Jackman is actually fully back. You already see him in Deadpool 3. So, him being in Secret Wars tells me...
Yeah.
It's getting it's also in weird, writing limbo right now as well, but it's also being delayed.
Logan didn't
stuff,
die. When does this line up in the time?
This is also... They also apparently are saying that Logan is still canon, but it's set in the future type of thing, but it happens. So don't try to think
about
it.
Don't try to think about it.
Yeah, don't try to think
about it. I think so. What made Marvel really good for people was like should be planned out years in ahead. Like the Infinity War thing was such fucking, like, it was planned out so perfectly.
5 years
like,
in ahead.
Yeah, each one you saw, each, like, this is the phase right here. These movies are going to come out, and then, you know, this big Avengers movie is going to come out. This is going to do that, whatever. There's no plan like that in, like, whatever phase this is. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, I have no idea what new movies, like, what does the Marvels lead up to? We don't know. Nobody fucking knows.
Like, I'm not going to even watch it.
Yeah, you're never going to fucking watch it. Like, they're losing it because their planning has just gone downhill. There's somehow supposed to be a Blade movie, a Fantastic Four movie, Secret Wars, King Dynasty, and all this other random ass bullshit going on. There's just no fucking plan. Y'all niggas are just making shit at this point.
Like, just making movies, exactly. Where
would Blade fit in this whole Secret Wars thing?
Somewhere with Eternals, because Eternals leads into the Black Knight and Mahershala Ali's in that movie. Has it ever been referenced again? No. Has the Eternals been referenced in anything? No. It's literally, you're just making movies. They're pulling a DC without pulling a DC.
Exactly. And like when your fans can notice that you're winging it, like we're literally hearing all these announcements that you guys are winging it. It's getting like, all right, bro, I'm watching things with a side eye. And even when you mentioned with Loki, I'm like, I'm watching it, but I'm not going to lie. I don't have that same hype factor that I had with season one because I'm excited going into Loki. Like when we were first watching Loki, that was the introduction of variants. That was when we were even talking about, bro, Toby could be in the next movie. Yeah. Like, it's leading up to, right? Like, you saw that variant of Flash. You're like, or Quicksilver, sorry. The WandaVision. Okay, like, and you're seeing these little things. And now we're watching you recast, considering changing the villain. It's like, oh, don't be doing this in front of us. At least hide it. Yeah. Who's leaking this?
At least lie to me, son. Tell me everything's okay. Like, lie to me.
No, that is true, though. If you didn't know and it should just happen and all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, Robert Downey Jr.'s back.
Yeah. Like, it would have been cool.
Might have been cool. You know what I'm saying? Secret Wars and all these things just start popping out from different dimensions. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it could work, but like, doing it like this and it's leaking, it's feeling of desperate, you know, desperation. Yeah. And
this nigga Dooley be passionate.
Oh, what do you mean?
This nigga, I'm talking about, that nigga be yelling at me. It's like, yo, yeah, nah, so what's going on? I was like, oh,
I'll be
shit.
I'll be laughing. I can't even hear myself. I got low faith. You still got Fantastic Four and X-Men to look forward to, so.
Maybe. You know, we still got castings for that, so we don't know if that movie's coming out.
I was just about to ask about that. And who was allegedly going to be Doom? I know that was the talks. And
I don't think they even had a casting in mind, son. I don't think so. Bro.
But Dr. Doom is such a cool villain. That's one of my favorite villains.
Dr. Doom is a dope-ass villain.
Wasn't he in Secret Wars? I think he is. I don't know.
Or there was some comic. There was some big-ass comic that he's like the main villain in, and it's like everybody's against Dr. Doom.
Damn.
Like
Roy talking. Roy don't read comic books, son.
My boy's one of them.
Send me his shit.
What do you mean by one of them?
One of them big bads.
All right, see, Roy, y'all had your back, right? All right.
I got you.
Have my back next time. Well, all right.
Hey. Check up on me. Got you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. You know, look for me next time. You know what I mean? When the heat comes, just, you know, have my back, dude.
You're like crazy.
All that's to say, we will not be watching the Marvels when it comes out, whatever date it comes out.
Don't say that. Don't speak for me. I love me some Brie. I love me some Brie Larson.
If you go see the Marvels, bro.
Don't you? You do love white women. I bet you do.
I'll let you pin down my jacket. Sam Jack loves her, so I should love her too. You know what I mean?
He even like her ass. And the coat, half the Marvel guys will even like her ass, son.
All right, stop it. Don't do that.
Come on, guys. I don't know why you like her. Name one movie other than that she's in.
They got a packy girl in there. Fucking watching. Good.
Oh yeah, what if like Miss Allah's in the movie? Abdul didn't even watch her show, son. Abdul didn't even watch her show. That's crazy.
That's terrible. I didn't.
Oh shit. Yo.
God, man.
Oh my god. Losing.
Did any of your Hispanic friends go see Blue Beetle? Just thought I asked.
No.
I meant to hit Naruto up to see if he watched it, but I doubt that nigga even gave a fuck about that joint.
Let me text both Kevins and be like, hey. Pretty sure they skipped that one. Yeah. The two I could think of off the top of my head, like Chris. I don't think Chris.
All right, now get out. Don't do that. You're going to bring Boruto in this.
You calling him Boruto? Just like an ass. All right, moving on to gaming news, where we're still keeping it on Marvel. A game that had so much hype and actually lived up to some hype is amazing in this day and age. Son, 2023 has been.
Stop cheesing.
I can't, son. I play games. I'm so sorry. I have like a good hobby. You know, I'm not a fake hobby. Shit. Like this one.
You have a hobby.
2023 has been like the best year for fucking gaming, and now we just got another one that's dropped. Spider-Man 2 came out last week, and you know damn well I spent each and every hour of working playing this fucking game, in a meeting playing the game. I was in a meeting with y'all playing the game, so I'm playing this shit.
I see some bags under my eyes. Looks like some guys been up late all night, you know, playing that joint till about 3 in the morning.
You calling me old?
Yeah, so tell me about it. Well, if the shoe fits, you know, we're the same age. Let me know how y'all feel, man. So now, how y'all feel? I haven't played it, but I did watch a lot of gameplay. How far along are you guys, actually?
What's your PS5?
Let's not worry about that right now. So how far along are you in the game?
You know damn well I beat it. And you know damn well Abdul stayed up all night and did every little piece of candy.
Platinum.
Piece of candy.
Platinum.
Piece of candy.
I did every achievable thing you can do in the game. It's done.
As fuck. It's, every suit, everything, every side mission.
Every single thing. It's platinum.
I did that. Abdul did everything else. Like literally everything. Like, yo, go find all these treasure chests around New York. I'm not doing that shit. Abdul did all of that nonsense, bro. I'm not doing that.
It's worth it, too. Worth it.
All right. Well, yeah, for Dooley, which Spider-Man did you play more than the longest? Miles
Peter.
Or Peter?
Easy. Wow. Easy answer,
you gonna
too.
You going to go on this black platform and say some shit like that? That's crazy.
Where do you want to start, DeAndre? You want to go pros, cons, and then I'm sorry, but we're going to spoil the hell out of this.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead. So let's talk about what they did. Like, how was this game improved on from the last game? Because this Spider-Man 2 is not the exact same map, but it's New York. It's New York. You know, from the exact same map, same towers you're sitting in there. But what did they improve on?
It's both games' maps combined, correct?
They have Queens and Brooklyn in the new game. So they open it up, which we would think is like didn't matter. I was like, oh, that's those, like, oh, cool. You added two new fucking places in New York. It's not gonna matter. That map is big as shit, bro.
It's giant.
It's giant. I was playing the game and I didn't even realize I wasn't even in fucking Manhattan. I was like in fucking Brooklyn. I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, where the fuck are the buildings? Like, in townhouses and shit. That map is big as shit. And
this house in Queens, everything.
Everything that I asked for was put into this fucking game, son.
Can you get a chopped cheese?
You do get a chopped cheese. Like, you're joking. I'm dead ass. You do get a chopped cheese.
All right, I was joking. That's crazy. You can get a chopped cheese in
the
game.
It's funny that you're joking. You dead ass. Like, your mom calls you, let's get a chopped cheese. Like, dead ass. It's actually hilarious.
That's fire. Go down to the bodega. Spider-Man. Nice.
You're really funny you said that.
No more jokes for me.
But yeah, everything that I asked for was put inside this game, you know. We asked, like, yo, can we get GTA style Spider-Man? We can switch between Miles and Peter. And they did that. I was like, yo, can we swing around the city and just know the other Spider-Man is there? Boom, I go into Side of Fighter Crime. Here comes Miles flying in and doing combos with me. I'm like, oh, that's fire. Not only that, it's like, what other heroes in the city? Like, there's another hero called Wraith, which is in the city, and someone else pulls up too. Oh, Venom, Carrie in the suit, spoiler, pulls up and vice crimes with you. Like, I asked for that and I got it. I didn't ask for wingsuits. I'm so fucking happy I got them, son. Like,
oh, come on.
Like, you know, that's best. That was one of the best. Fucking flying more than I was swinging, bro. Like, you knew what they were doing with that. The fucking wind tunnels, like, that shit was fucking awesome. Literally, they improved upon so much. Like, the fucking fast travel.
Look at him. He can't even get it all
out. I can't
get
it out because it's so fucking good, son. Like,
too much.
I don't too much use, to appreciate. Like, why the fuck would you use fast travel in a Spider-Man game, right? When you can fucking swing. I just happen to be like, damn, nigga, I'm so fucking far. I don't feel like swinging all the way over there. I'm going to use fast travel. That shit's instant. Like, I literally put the cursor in a spot in the middle of the fucking city. And you think it's like, oh, I'm about to load into this fucking train animation and then it's going to show up. No, it's like you hold the fucking triangle button. It loads like 3 seconds and you start swinging in the exact same fucking spot that I clicked on. I was like,
I go the button.
Yeah. I've never seen that before. I was like, well, instant fast travel, no loading screen whatsoever. I was like, that's how you fucking use SSD, son. That's how you take advantage of shit. Like, I was impressed.
Yeah. Maximize your PS5, son. It did.
I was impressed. Abdul, I know you had a lot to say about the gameplay. So what were your thoughts on it?
I mean, for me, I definitely agree with everything you said, especially the swinging, like being able to slingshot and then gliding in through rings and then sliding on the water and then going back into swinging, and the swinging itself is super enhanced. Like you mentioned, like running into like Miles fighting while you're using Peter. For me, I think one of the biggest things was combat. I went back and played Spider-Man 1 and I realized that like a lot of the combat is only centered on, you know, you dodging and using some of the gadgets. This literally gave you like all of your suit abilities. So, you know, spoiler, you get all of your Venom abilities, and with Miles, you get all of your like, your Venom abilities too.
Yes,
I
guess the
same thing. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Venom. The symbiote abilities and then your Venom abilities, but being able to like interchange that while you're using your gadgets, while you're able to juggle your enemy and use a symbiote ability all at once, and like swing kicking and juggling, like I honestly was kind of surprised how intuitive the combat was. The other thing was just the boss fights. I think by the third act of the game, you probably ran into like 10 bosses in a row. Not to mention, you open the game fighting in the mid-air, interchanging between Miles and Peter against Sandman. Like it's like the scale that this game like introduced to you. You were blown away from the jump, but you just didn't think they would execute it this perfectly. I was shocked to my like. I don't know. I just didn't know what to expect. Yeah,
calm down a little bit.
The last thing was more so the you're right. The one thing I will say I did get annoyed of was there was I think the suits were a little not that good.
Oh yeah, they repeated suits, bro. And I was like, this is in Alaska. I would like to see some more, you know, diversity.
I'm surprised to hear you guys say that, especially the wide variation.
No, they put a lot of one thing they did was like, I hate when people do was like, oh, here's the same suit in a different colorway, and the colorways fucking suck. Yeah. But on this one, the colorways are kind of fire, but it's just like the suits themselves weren't like the
especially
best.
Mr. Nostalgic over here, because didn't they have the Raimi suit and all that other stuff? And all
they
that,
had that in the first one, but like in this one, like I used the Scarlet Spider a lot, and then I ended up just using the symbiote suit because I thought that was cool. And then, yeah, spoiler, at the end, you get the anti-venom suit, and I just kept that on. And even with Miles, like towards the end of the game, I ended up just using the very first suit you get, because I'm like, even though some of these are unique, like you have like a Carnage-like suit or you have like a cape and stuff, I'm like, it doesn't really give you that Spider-Man essence. So I was a little let down by that. But yeah, I guess moving forward was the actual narrative itself. I think the whole like premise, like the theme of the game was pretty much Miles having this POV of saying there's something wrong with Peter. And this was the way you got to see the symbiote really affect him. Like you're swinging through the city and you see Peter tell himself, kill Kraven, kill Kraven. I'm really thinking to myself like, oh, this is it. Like we about to, this boss battle is about to go crazy. So I don't know. I don't know what you thought also of just like how the game ended or what you were thinking towards the end and what predictions you have also for the next one.
Yeah, the story. So the story started, the story is really good. It wasn't until I got to the Venom part where I was like, this is just Web of Shadows all over again. So with that part, I wasn't as impressed with that part. While I was playing the game, like Sandman up until, you know, the Venom actually comes, which you would think Venom is in the game a lot. So he's like in the last, like maybe, I don't know, what would you say, like last 4-5 hours of the game, maybe?
I think, yeah, I would say like 6-7 hours of the game, but that entrance of Venom.
The entrance
of
Venom is
spoiler.
Fire. Because like you're like, this is Venom. It's a cutscene, and Venom's like, oh, he's about to fuck these people up. Then it switches and turns behind him and it's like, yo, press square to attack. I was like, oh, I'm Venom? I get to kill them?
Yeah, you get to use Venom.
Yeah. Venom is fire.
Like, you do the full game, you do like a whole like what three moments or whatever, something
yeah,
like
you
that,
fight
and you see
Kraven?
How powerful he is.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
That's just fire.
Yeah.
But like so story wise, you know, like it's the same story from the first Spider-Man continued. You know, Peter Parker meets Miles in the first game, then Miles like gets his spider powers, and you know, so on and so forth. And this game is more about like Peter being like, I need to stop doing this and live a life. And Miles is like, yo, I got New York. Like, just let me handle it. Like, that's what the story is. It's a good story. There's good ass side missions. And the one thing I asked for again was like, give me like actually good side missions. Don't send me on no fucking fetch quests. Like, don't do me that bullshit. They actually put time and thought into the side missions. Like, there's two side missions that are just really fucking good. Both of them have to deal with black people too. Like, really fucking good.
The Howard side mission, man. Yeah. I almost cried. I texted you and I thought, like, dude, what was this, man?
I've been playing Seabird for the past 2 weeks, son. Like, that's not a song I ever played, but that's a fire ass side mission. There's one where you're just like helping this fucking woman look for her grandpa in the park and
the
like,
dog.
You find the grandpa in the park and he starts talking to you like, Spider-Man, you ever been in love? And he starts talking about love and shit. And it's just like they're just showing you a different side of Spider-Man. Like, I don't actually, you know, always fight. like, you know, sand villains, but when I like, I'm actually in the park talking to old people as well.
Yeah, so you get to actually people,
be right. like Spider-Man and like handle small world problems and also big world problems at the same time.
And there was a nod, like those side missions when you're collecting spider bots, you get a nod to the whole Enter the Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah.
Where literally she collects all your spider bots and says, yo, if Miguel asks, tell him Finders Keepers. It's like, oh, you got literally everything intercorrect connected. Like even in the movie, you saw the Insomniac Spider-Man. I don't know. I do have to just say that this is probably my favorite interpretation of both of these characters. I think everyone across the board, between Mary Jane, between Peter Parker, between Miles, this is my favorite version. And Harry, I think this is the first time I've ever seen a likable Harry Osborn in a game. Every time you see Harry, you always see him as like the jealous friend of Peter. And in this, you didn't really get that. You kind of saw them have like a really good, even from the first few missions, I'm thinking like, damn, like this cool, like return to high school thing. I already know when he turns into Venom, this is going to hit different. And it did.
Yeah.
Like I just, I feel like it delivered on everything except the two things I complained about, between those minor bugs and between them somewhat shitty suits. But
to see, Venom, off Kraven like that, definitely didn't expect that. What was his game rating? Not to like, you know, be all like, you know, parental
PG,
and all that shit. That
PG. Teen, whatever.
T?
Teen, yeah. Teen.
Dude, so you can eat it, Paul. You can eat a nigga's head off like that on a T game?
That was crazy for you to say.
I mean, that was wild. But yeah, they kind of wild. Like...
That was wild.
They kind of like off-screen kill him in that way. They kind of off-screen do that. So, you know, they show blood and stuff and guns, but... Yeah, you're not gonna see gore per se, but
and yeah, especially you know now let me get my little nerdy bag, Marvel bag. Just to you know, cause I touched base with the game a little bit. You know, I didn't play it and all that shit, but I found that kind of. Are you guys? Yeah, fuck you. So do you guys? Since you guys played it, are you expecting to see the the Green Goblin or I just had it. Yeah. What's the red nigga?
Carnage,
thank you.
There's a lot in here. It's like jam packed with references and like side stories. Nah, like there's one side story that leads into Carnage. And it's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's a side mission that leads into one of his biggest villains. I was like, that's actually crazy. There's references.
Probably his biggest villain, to be honest. Yeah. If it's not Venom, it's Carnage, I would say.
Gonna say Green Goblin, because it leads into Green Goblin as well.
Yeah.
So that's his joke, low key. But yeah, at least like you see all those references. Like you see like Green, they like, yo, get the G suit ready. Like, oh, next time there's gonna be Carnage. Like there's all this other shit in there from the playing the game. Like it's they jam pack it with a lot of stuff. Like you're gonna be entertained. I would say it's well worth the $70. But I do have some complaints, and I don't think
it's been high praise all so far. What's your complaint, my brother?
Yeah,
I mean, man, there's no way
that story was good up until a point. Like I said before, it's like Web of Shadows did this in like 2008, bro. Like the whole Venom symbiote and Nova City thing. That's already been done. So I was expecting something else. It's cool that Harry, that they changed it and like, oh yeah, Harry's been on this time, Nick. It's not, you know, Flash. That's cool. I would still like to see not the Web of Shadows storyline. Like, I don't know, anything else besides that. And then like, you know, those suits, these bugs. I hate every single person's face. Every person's face sucks, and I fucking hate
stuff. That wasn't the main characters, sure. Like, Harry looked good, pause.
Harry looked fine.
Mary Jane looked okay.
No, Mary Jane looked terrible. Miles looked terrible. Peter didn't match his voice.
I think Miles and Peter look great. I think Miles and Peter, like I said, these are my that favorite interpretations
lying.
Them,
son.
So, I can't talk, but that nigga hairstyle is crazy.
I'm telling you, I think this is them.
The side part.
What else? Was it mainly those two? Like, you didn't like how it kind of took the Web of Shadows
story? Calm down. Don't be pressing them out like that. Calm down.
Like they finished a story with just Web of Shadows. Like, that's the ending story. I didn't like you. Again, like, I didn't ask for these Mary Jane missions, yet they're still in here. I understand that, like, they're
part of the
story, son.
No, and that's not hate.
You gave her a blicky. That's awesome.
Roy, don't do that.
You made her not boring to play with. It's still not fun to play with her. Like, I'm playing this to play Spider-Man, not to be hunting behind people, shocking them and shit. Like, I don't want to do that. I understand, like, oh, yeah, this is a break from this to do this. I was like, find a different way to.
You don't like that, Tiger?
Shut up.
That was crazy.
They also brought back like the science missions. Like, oh, you gotta do this. Like that, yeah. Like that was cool. I used this to solve like a fucking crime, and like you got to see like science Peter Parker, or science, you know, Miles. Like that's cool. But these Mary Jane missions and that's like that stuff, like I'm good off that.
I think the Mary Jane missions were at least improved. I'm not the fan of them, but I think they were better than the first game because the first game, they were just tedious to sneak around. You couldn't do anything, whereas this, you're at least involved in the action. You're even finding symbiotes with them. And also, the whole Web of Shadows thing is like, there's only so many ways they can take the symbiote story arc, and that's also what makes me think in the next game, I don't think it's going to be as heavily used. I think it's going to be kind of like the final, like, one, I think, Peter might die in the last game, but I don't think the symbiote arc is going to be as heavily influenced in the next game. And again, like you mentioned, them using Harry as the lead, like we haven't seen this interpretation of Venom. We actually saw him be friends and then just happen to become Venom in some type of way and now become his big bad villain. I don't know. I don't feel like they did it wrong. I definitely feel like I wish I got to see more of it, but I was also of the opposite belief where even though he's the main villain, I didn't want Peter to lose the symbiote. Like when he was taking it off, when the boss fight, when you use Miles to fight Peter, was my favorite fight of the entire game. I thought that was like, oh, this is the greatest moment of the game. Like this is the crux of it. This is exactly like you confronting your mentor. It's not even really about the symbiote at this point. That's like the epilogue point of the game. Mm. Now you're kind of like, all right, Venom is, damn, I get to at least play with Venom. Like that's why it didn't really bother me that, yeah, we're going to take out these, symbiote nest and shit like that, but that was my thing. That's why now we were talking about like the Marvel writers earlier. I feel like they probably all the people that went from Endgame probably went to Insomniac because for them to pretty much, it's like if Batman didn't have Joker until his third game, they are waiting until their very last game, the final chapter, to introduce Green Goblin. That makes me think that, oh, they had this mapped out for real. Like they built out. Now they have what's her name?
Silk.
What's her name? Silk. Yeah, Silk now, and you know you have that. And I feel like that might even be DLC. There's rumors that DLC for the Hand from Daredevil. Those villains might be in this game. Mm. But the third game, you have Doc Ock probably returning. You have Green Goblin obviously coming, and you know you have Carnage. And it's like my theory, because they've taken a lot of liberties with the game. My theory is that he might end up killing. Like Green Goblin might end up actually killing Peter Parker or Mary Jane, or even Mary Jane. Like might give him that Gwen Stacy moment, but with Mary Jane. Like I think that might happen, and I think there might even be like from the old Spider-Man game where like the Carnage symbiote combined with Doc Ock. I think something like that might happen, but I have a feeling that might happen where, yeah, you're gonna either kill Peter or kill
someone's gonna die. Mary Jane. Best game. Someone's dying, and they've done an amazing job story-wise up until like this one. Like, you know, last Spider-Man, like I was crying when fucking, you know, Aunt May died, bro. Like such a good ass fucking story. Miles, such a good ass story. It's just like this one just didn't leave me like, damn, bro. Like I wish I didn't play Web of Shadows because then I wouldn't be comparing it to this, but I did and I'm seeing this. So I am, but I'm not knocking them away from that. I'm just saying like, damn, I played other games this year where the story and gameplay were all fucking fantastic. So game of the year, maybe conversation wise, yes, just not for me. Game of the year,
no, undoubtedly, this is game of the year. I think like it sets you up, even like the chameleon. You saw the side mission. There's a theory that the chameleon will be disguised as the Asian man that Miles's mom is dating and will infiltrate.
That's crazy.
You know, and become like it's too many things for me to be like, this is undoubtedly, this surpassed my expectation. It did everything right. My complaints were so minor that I can't. This is barely less than like a 9.5 out of 10, I would say. This is easily game of the year. So
over Mortal Kombat?
Nothing else standing in the way. Over Baldur's Gate, over Mortal Kombat, over all them games y'all talking about out there, son. Y'all kick rocks. Ripley. Final Fantasy, Star Wars, everything that came out.
Even
son.
With your like, boy Omni-Man just dropping today and everything
nothing,
like that.
Nothing still? Is passing Spider-Man, bro. Nothing passing Spider-Man. But yeah, like I said, those are my predictions. I definitely think Harry's going to return as Venom as well, by the way, because they didn't kill him. So I think he will have to team up with them. So there's that.
But
I don't know.
Other than that, son, a lot of shit. I highly recommend the game. Definitely go drop $70. Go play it right now. It's definitely worth your time. You're going to, I don't know if you're going to platinum, but you're definitely going to play the story missions and the side missions and enjoy every single
platinum
game.
Man. You're but platinum man. Yeah,
I got back on today and just fucking swung around. Like, just literally swung and, like, fought random cards that showed up because I did everything else. Like, it's fun to play.
Oh.
You're going to go back and play.
A true vigilante.
Yeah.
Look at him.
It's that fun, man. Take my city. It's that fun. Shout out to
all right, but if you guys stop cheating so fucking hard. Good guy, relax. Good guy, relax.
So beautiful. Yeesh. It's a beautiful game. Let's
play. Yeesh. All right.
Moving on to internet culture. Your boy Caesar is back in the news. That's DJ Envy's right hand man, you know, taking the fall for Envy. Abdul, I'm gonna go ahead and pass you the
ball. Oh shit.
Because you know, you're a Breakfast Club lover, so go ahead.
Yeah, man. I think I just want to do one really quick recap of your boy Caesar Peña. I don't know if a lot of y'all have watched him talk, but I don't know if y'all had a chance also to see his latest Instagram live video, where essentially he goes off on a spiel saying that nobody is a friend anymore and nobody is an investor. Everybody is a victim. He also talked about that he also was trying to do this thing where he's trying to vindicate DJ Envy, saying DJ Envy had nothing to do with any of my deals. But at this end, he had nothing to do with any of my deals, but he was also just an investor. Like, no, he's not a victim, but he was an investor, but he wasn't part of my deals. Like, it's a real weird, like, thread he's trying to, like, weave right now. And I guess the main takeaway from this was that he pretty much admitted that, like, hey, I know a lot of y'all are complaining that I didn't give you your money yet, right? I know now that y'all keep saying that. Y'all could have just waited it out, but now that y'all got the feds involved, you know, it would have been maybe 3 to 5 years y'all would have waited, but now it might be 5 to 7, or y'all might not even get your money. And it's just weird. I've never seen someone going through damn near a federal case go on Instagram live and address their allegations. I would think the one thing you should do right now is shut up. But it sounds like as much as he's trying to vindicate DJ Envy, this is like a stain on DJ Envy forever. And I truly think he pretty much single-handedly destroyed the Breakfast Club. but yeah,
just him by himself, or was this the was this the final, like, you know, nail in the coffin, as they would say? Because trust me, it's been already on a decline probably since Angela Lee. Yeah, let's keep it a buck.
I think it was probably on a decline a little bit before that. Personally, probably like around 2018. I think Breakfast Club probably last big moment was around 2018, like probably your boy Tekashi interviews or something, but. Yeah, again, like you're playing a tricky game where you're trying to pretty much make the allegations sound like they're ridiculous. Like you're talking about everybody that's confronted you and suing you, and you're pretty much explaining it as like, now all of y'all are like dick eating this Tony the Closer guy. Like all of y'all are like watching him, like none of y'all even know y'all are saying that I'm using victims' money to pay my kids. How do you know that's the victims' money? But it's like even using the word victim is almost like incriminating yourself and saying that you're doing it. I don't know. I mean, did you guys have a chance to like look at his confession video at all?
His
like, did no one watch what he said?
Confession
video. Like his Instagram 10-minute video that he explained what's happening. I don't know if y'all had any thoughts to it either.
In general, this situation just gets weirder and weirder by the week. Because DJ Envy out here talking like publicly about the entire situation, even though he said my lawyers told me not to talk, and now you got Caesar Peña over here, like you said, literally just saying, I mean, he wasn't part of it, but he was part of it, but you know, like he ain't fucked them people literally over, but I may have, like, this whole situation is just like, it's just weird, bro. Like, I don't know why you would there's no reason. Why would I ever get on IG Live and talk about the incriminating situation I'm in?
You know why?
With the feds.
You know why?
The feds.
You know who's...
Like I said, no. The reason why I'm thinking it is because DJ Envy told you, hey, bro, you got a whole lot of family. You don't need somebody to hold you down. While you up in there, you've already been up in there anyway, so you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
shit.
Exactly what's happening. He's taking the fall. We're like, I'm going to go to jail, but I know I'll be taken care of. He's not going to jail. He going to rich jail. Let's make that very clear. He ain't going to Rikers. He going somewhere else.
He's claimed that he learned about real estate in prison, though. Like that's where he learned about real estate. That should have been, been red flag number one, right? That should have been it. And I mean, he also tried to say that his wife wasn't part of any of the real estate dealings. He also tried to say his brother wasn't. But like, if y'all saw today, there was a video of his brother recording Joe Budden and stuff, coming out of a restaurant and stuff, because like Joe Budden was one of the first few people kind of coming at DJ Envy and Caesar about this whole real estate scam, like saying, hey, bring him out, like bring your boy out, like enough
if
of this,
your
you
brother's
know,
going
Tyrese
through
shit.
That's possibly one of the worst things you could have possibly done to incriminate that nigga even more. By the way, that was horrific.
I mean, how would you react when somebody calls your brother a fat fuck?
Yeah, he's like, Mr. Pizza, right? That's what he said. And it was just a weird, it was an awkward confrontation, I'll say, right? Like, he was just kind of like, what did he say? He, like, said something disrespectful when he drove off. It's like, say what you need to say. You in front of him. I feel like that guy probably, like, 5 feet or some shit. He just got a little scared of Joe or some shit like that. Like, didn't know what to say in front of
bigger
him.
Bigger
like,
in person.
Yeah. The guy's a little tall. Like, he probably got some good reach. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I should talk to Joe like this.
You see Joe on the pod, he'd be letting him know that the hands are still there. You know, like, you never know.
Right. I don't know about all that. But,
oh, my God.
I think the main thing also is that, like, when DJ Envy, like you were talking about, when he responded to it on The Breakfast Club, he even acknowledged it, like Roy said, my lawyer said I shouldn't talk about this. And I think his leadoff was kind of saying his whole like mission has been all I've wanted to do was do these real estate seminars and teach young black and brown children about generational wealth. But I think he kind of failed on trying to like teach them about any generational knowledge and passing that on, because at this point, we all see you trust a scammer. And now anybody that might have been skeptical of like trying to go into this facet or trying to like learn about any type of financial literacy, they're going to double second guess it now, because they watch someone they look up to or someone they thought they trusted get scammed, and probably also know people that got scammed. It's, you kind of really hurt your entire fan base. Like, it's almost like if Charlamagne's whole, I don't know, like you found out Charlamagne was crazy or was like abusing people or like cussing people out. Meanwhile, he's Mr. Mental Health guy, right? Like you could, it almost look at you like, yeah, damn, like what, why did I even kind of believe the bullshit this guy was saying? And I don't know anyone personally other than our, I think our pod producer that attended one of DJ Envy and Caesar's, what is it, seminar. So shout out to Tess, you know what I'm saying? I hope you learned something, and I hope we taught you something.
He's also a victim.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, we taught you something. It's crazy. Oh, man.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's really all I had on it. I don't know. It is a tragic thing. But, unfortunately, this is just too much of a thing to ignore that people have named Breakfast Club in their lawsuits, that there's no way DJ Envy either is not getting fired or at least going to jail, because it's
not going to jail. So, yeah. Taking
I mean, the that the Indeed post was probably the telltale sign, I think, right? Correct.
Nah,
which that's
bro.
Nasty. That that's an Indeed post.
He's making more than $250. Don't worry about him.
I would also.
Well, yeah, he has
a living in a mansion in New Jersey. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Other people's money.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, don't. He also has his car business. You know,
does have that, and he's a DJ.
Come on, guys.
DJ, like, he is bringing in money. I know. And then the other, my bad, I want to say one more thing, but like, just to say that you're a victim, but then there's videos that keep coming out on social media of you like holding money after like having a successful dealing. They're going to get you, man. Your court, like, I don't even know what this court proceeding is going to look like, but the amount of videos they're about to play, but I don't think people are. I just feel like people are underselling this. This is like scam of the decade to me.
Is that RICO charges?
Yeah. That shit is like, I think that it's upwards of $100 million have been scammed.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But I mean, hey, lawyer. That's what you got the big bucks for.
Don't got that kind of money, man.
He definitely does. He scammed it out of niggas, so he definitely got the money.
$100 million.
So this is a
million.
For sure RICO. They're really about to hit cuz with the RICO.
Not a RICO. They got the feds on them though.
So it's looking bad. But yeah.
Whenever it reached white people news, like when I saw this on CNN, I was like, yeah, things are getting kind of bad now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
This went from being nigga news to world news. I'm they don't need to know about this.
It turns real. You don't see it on WorldStar. We see it on WorldStar and CNN. That's when it gets real.
Mm-hmm.
NBC.
Yeah.
That shit was on my Alexa one morning. I was like, don't be showing me this, bitch.
DJ Envy.
I was like, what the fuck? Don't be showing me this.
The biggest scam ever, son. This is insane. But hey, shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Shout
out to him.
Get your money, King. That's fire.
All right. We're not doing that.
Keeping on internet culture news, your boy Joe Budden was on the Need to Know podcast and addressed many of his beefs. Roy, tell us, what kind of beefs has Joe Budden gotten? Why should we care?
I mean, first off, shout out to the Need to Know podcast.
Hey.
You know, shout out to Savon and Alex and Reggie.
It's great. Reg, that,
yeah, the episode, yeah. I mean, I've watched a couple of episodes. That was the first full pod I watched of theirs, and they
you didn't absolutely watch the Ish spoke one? That shit.
No, I saw clips of the
No, you
one.
Loser. But we see you follow him too. God, on Twitter.
Yo, hey, what are you talking me, nigga?
Who else do you follow from the Joe Budden lore, man? We gotta confront this. God, man.
That's a nigga. I was about for the people and me there. Like, you there too, man, so just go ahead.
Yo, I know Merle probably follows Corey and Ian too. I'm like, you are disgusting, that's son. Nice. Like,
I do follow Ian. I do follow Ian.
That's kind of nasty.
That's disgusting. Yeah. That's really
nigga
nasty.
Looking for the gems. But yeah, he was on the pod, and essentially he addressed the Royal Maul situation, but the one we're going to talk about is the Charlemagne situation, the Magneto versus Professor X relationship that they have. Essentially, he broke down the situation, and like, if anybody was around or during the time of like the Royal Maul beef and like his network falling apart and shit, Joe was getting his back kicked the fuck in by every single angle, bro. Like, it was news about him hugging old girl inappropriately. There was news about him playing with his dog inappropriately. All of this stuff was coming out at the exact same time. Dude. And
DeAndre's
looking for more clarification. You're not gonna get
any. No. I remember the dog thing. I was just like, that was crazy. He was like touching that nigga's dick. He was like, don't be touching my dog like that. That's weird.
All right, hey, and
defended it. Defended it too. So
all right, stop putting shit on my jacket. I'll start shooting back.
We ain't heard about Joe Budden's dog since. But so during this time, though, one of the biggest people that were proponent of kicking his back in was Charlemagne. And and that's one of the things he was kind of alluding to, was that he was talking shit on Mike, but he was also like out there pushing this news against him when he was already dealing with the turmoil that he's dealing with.
That's a fact.
So in general, it's just like,
it's not a fact, but go ahead.
It's common sense. Right, it's not like, together, you know what I'm saying? You figure
Let
it out.
Me, like, I want to clarify that point right there, because Joe has this narrative going around. I know where to stem from. Like, they've had that friendly rivalry for a long time. Like, they'll take like little subtle jabs or something, like, oh, you fucked up here, or Joe, that was dumb here. Like, Joe will make fun of like Charlemagne for saying something pause on an interview. But the main thing that really set Joe Budden off about Charlemagne was when Joe Budden left Spotify and was talking about how he was kind of treated unfairly. And the one thing Charlemagne said was that you're not paid what you're worth, you're paid what you negotiate, which is kind of like not him saying you're not worth $10 million, you're not worth $5 million. He's just kind of saying like, bro, maybe your business wasn't as tight. Like, I'm not saying you're a bad podcaster. Clearly, I'm a fan of you, but maybe you just didn't get what you were worth because you didn't put that in your contract. Maybe you didn't know your contract that well, which I think is kind of like a simple thing that Joe could respond to. But what Joe did was, let me burn this bridge completely. Let me set this on fire. Let me like go at Charlemagne and explain the person that you were, the person that had rape allegations and all that stuff. And let me just put this all out there on my pod during my rant, so you know that it's me versus you. You're owned and controlled by Our Heart Media. I do this on my own. And ever since then, since that 2021, well, we have not seen Joe Budden and Charlemagne in the same room.
No, not it's kind of. But like I said, I think it stems from, like, I think Charlemagne, like I said, like before, it was I wouldn't even say it was a friendly rivalry. It was like literally frenemies. Like literally, like we fake like each other. We fake, you know, big each other up and shit. But somewhere along the way, like I said, that nigga Joe took some offense to something, because otherwise he wouldn't go on that spree of, let me bring up all, you know what I'm saying, all the shit in your closet. I got mad skeletons in my closet, so why would I bring up your skeletons unless you literally did something to irk the fuck out of me? And that's what I think.
To like your said, point, I was about to say, because on that need to know joint, Alex kind of like paused, took the words right out of my mouth. I always thought that whenever they did do those yearly end cap joints, it always seemed forced to me. It always just seemed like, hey, like, this is a gig, this is a gimmick. Like, I really never truly got the essence of, like, yo, hey, this is a vibe. Like, I enjoy doing this shit, which he was like, no, hey, I know this shit's about to get clickbait. I know that we're about to get, views off it. Let's just, you know, this is just cross-promoting, which is fine. But the chemistry, I think that, like, yeah, even if you, like I said, my opinion, if you go back and look at some of those, you can already tell from then that, like, yeah.
I don't agree with that at all. Like, I remember when I saw Charlamagne even show up on the Joe Budden podcast, and, like, Charlamagne predicted the whole thing that, like, I see Rory leaving and stuff like that, and I see Everyday Struggle crashing and burning. Like, I actually feel like Charlamagne and Joe Budden had really good chemistry. I like the year-end wrap-ups. I think a lot of the topics were forced because it's like, oh, what were the top five albums of the year? Like, nobody cares really about those type of topics sometimes because they feel like forced conversations. Drawn but out. If you put them in a room, like, they're going to give you good content. And I think that was what's funny. Like, you saw Charlamagne would make Joe Budden look rational, which is hard to do. I think he would say things like, oh, Mace's diss to Cameron didn't even spawn any memes. And Joe Budden was like, what kind of criticism is that? That makes no sense. And it's like, yeah, Joe is completely right here, Charlamagne. You sound stupid. So my whole thing with this, with Joe Budden rehashing the Charlamagne thing on the Need to Know, I think it's time for Charlamagne to respond. I think it's time for him to finally, like,
you address this. You were such a messy nigga, by the way.
It's not a messy thing. I think Joe Budden has taken every moment to kick Charlamagne's back in at every given and
Charlamagne
turn.
Charlamagne has done
won't
the same.
Even. No, he hasn't. And since 2021, he hasn't even mentioned him. And, like, that's the thing where I'm like, at this point, Charlamagne needs to address it. I think,
so,
like,
him going on Gillian and podcast talking about that whole ad shit, that wasn't a shot or a dig?
No, he didn't say anything.
He'd be
he didn't say
no,
that.
No,
that
no.
was
Charlamagne
him.
Would,
yeah.
You didn't. Charlamagne be with the subs. That's all. He'd be with the
Thank
subs.
Thank you. That's right. What I'm like. Why is he over here talking about that shit?
Because you're a Joe Venture. Right. That's why. You're a Joe Venture. That's why.
You even said it on the Need to Know. They said, like,
you
yo.
Are too.
Nah. Really need it here.
They said, like, Charlamagne said, you know, unlike other people, I actually try to put other people up. I try to bring up.
That was the shot. That was the subtle shot.
Straight sub. Like, this nigga Joe's like, and in perfect opportunity, he's literally on a Need to Know podcast, talking about that shit. Guys, he literally helped bring up, like, they literally talked about how he basically got Savon in the game. This nigga was, you know what I'm saying, off of just a fucking, like, hit him up off of Twitter and all that shit. Like, so I don't know.
Yeah, give my answer. No, I mean, I think it was a funny criticism because that is the one time you subbed him. That is the one time. Even when on the Gilly and Wallow joint, they asked him, like, yo, who was a better rapper, Gilly or Joe? And he was like, I'm not a hater. It's Joe. Like, he said it then. And even recently when I think it was Carisha or something, they named as, like, the best hip-hop media platform. Charlamagne said, he was like, I can't believe they didn't mention Drink Champs. I can't believe they didn't mention Joe Budden. Like, he addressed them there.
He was struggling saying Joe Budden.
The only you, Reddit Streets Joe Budden fans be fucking out of here trying to say.
Here we go.
Yeah, yo, y'all be trying to defend Joe in every iteration.
You saw him looking at his head trying. He was trying to think of anything else. He's like, I'm surprised he didn't say Joe Budden. Like, he did not want to say it, but he had.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't want to say his name because I think for a long time, Charlamagne has went this angle of not mentioning Joe Budden. And I think it's almost bothering Joe. So Joe is just direct with the shots where he's like, yo, I don't think Charlamagne even got a couple $1 million. I think he got no milli. Like, how many Charlamagne rants have we heard from Joe where he's like, yo, I ain't talking to nobody that's not an A mic on their own show. Andrew shows the A mic on your own show. Like, I'm saying this as a fan.
Wait. What'd you say?
Huh? Say it again. When
that Complex list came out of all the hip hop influential, we didn't hear nothing from Charlamagne.
No, you didn't. You heard DJ Envy. Yeah, you not even know your own facts, bro. Come on, son, get it together. Is that DJ Envy?
I'm done with this.
DJ, how am I? Are you done with me? DJ Envy was the one who DJ Envy. Like, you wrong in your take. It's like I'm done with you. Like, DJ Envy was the one who said, "Yo, that's not what the list says, though." That's all. And that's all that was left. Charlamagne ain't even addressed the list. That's my point. My point is, like, I think it's funny when Joe Budden attacks Charlamagne. I'm saying Charlamagne needs to respond because at this point, Joe's been kicking your ass. I need to see you, like, fight back.
You
fall out of a nigga that calls him Uncle Charla.
You're
peeking up. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, Merle.
You took too long. You took too long. Couldn't fight back. You're acting like Charlamagne.
No, don't worry. Don't worry.
I hate this nigga.
God, I lost my point, but
look at this. No. My main thing is that Charlamagne needs to respond. Joe Budden has been kicking your ass in the media.
Oh, yeah, no,
Charlamagne,
that's
all. That's
it. Charlamagne is pussy now. I don't know what. Why are you surprised?
Exactly.
He been pussy. He tried to go to the next level, and guess what happened? The same shit that happened to Joe. Somebody came out of nowhere and said, "I'm gonna kick your back the fuck in, nigga. You done pissed me off. You pissed off the wrong person. We gonna bring up all of your little Spanish fly rumors. We're gonna bring up all of these rape allegations. It's gonna come up for the fifth time as soon as you try and get on that HBO show. It ain't happening, dog. Like he's Charlamagne's just like I'm." Just gonna make my millions and hopefully niggas are gonna leave me the fuck alone because every time because I done did too much fuck shit. It's too easy for me to get canceled. Way too easy.
I think Charlamagne's fan base, like the reason they liked him was for all his edgy stuff and then the whole Brilliant Idiots things. It's like the introduction to Brilliant Idiots is like, yo, we go where you're not supposed to go, baby. And I'm like, son, that's not you anymore. Like, that's not you. That's not what you do. Like, you're very safe. And I think that's why people like Joe, because even though Joe might have his connects, he's willing to, like, we'll give you, like he kept saying in the pod, a master class. Like his whole Tax Stone rant, that was a body bag, that was a full-on, like, it's one of the best, like, Joe, like that'll remind me why, like, I'm a fan of Joe Budden podcast for this reason. And I still like Charlamagne, don't get it twisted, but he's also correct in his assessment saying Scholes is the A mic on your show. Scholes has more success on Flagrant 2 than on Brilliant Idiots, and that's where he started. And like, even Flagrant 2 has surpassed Joe Budden and Brilliant Idiots, whatever. But I guess that what I'm really getting at this point is kind of like, I don't think anyone really believes the new identity that Charlamagne has of trying to be Mr. Mental Health Guy and trying to go into like semi-politics, you could say, trying to be, you know, I think he is good at like writing books. I listened to his two books. I thought they were decent, but I don't think that's really, I think you trying to change your brand isn't panning out. I think you kind of need to lean back into what got you popular. And I don't know, son, I'm tired of seeing all these capable moments of Joe Budden taking shots at you and you just kind of acting like it's you're above it. Joe Budden is the most popular media podcaster, per your words.
It's not happening, like, dog. This nigga going through, he's trying to be Mogul Charlotte. And that's fine, but we're going to talk shit about you. You're going to sit there and shut the fuck up.
I need a, if it's not going to roll with them, man, make up already, son. All right. I wouldn't mind another year I'd wrap up on like Merle. I wouldn't mind a 2025.
They just got done posting up some shit in the group chat. You go take a look at them clips, nigga. Like I said, fuck out of here, bro. That nigga Charlamagne been throwing hella shots, nigga. I'm not about to sit.
You be like, oh, yo, Joe just
that's what Merle did. That's what Merle just did. He looked on YouTube, Charlamagne versus Joe Budden, and just tried to put it in the group chat just now. That's literally what Merle just did.
Don't hate me.
I watch both pods. Like, I watch both of them. Like, and I'm like,
thing out there, I wouldn't be able to find shit, right?
You might not find anything before after 2021. How much did you find?
Nigga, like I just said, the complex list, nigga, was 6 months ago. Like that was still within this year. Bro, it was tight as shit.
Okay. And what did Charlamagne say about the list?
I don't know. I ain't watched him.
Exactly. They what are you doing?
They're watching. Yeah, you took shots, man. You saw it.
He didn't say anything. That's my point.
And stop that shit. You know what the fuck is up, nigga.
Okay. Stop that like shit. I guess Merle be like, Merle wanna lose his point. He wanna lose his own point.
I just got back. I'm not losing.
That's all I have, man. I don't know if y'all have anything else on the Charlotte Joe thing, but yeah. Shout out to Charlamagne.
I think you kind of skipped over that Rory and Maul joint. I mean, I think that was pretty imperative and says a lot that, you know, he didn't even mention Maul at all, like by name verbatim. And then two, that he was willing to reconsolidate things with Rory over him, like especially due to the fact of the longevity of him and Maul, which I don't know. I thought was pretty crazy.
Do they still have a podcast?
Yeah, about right. that.
Huh? Huh? Do they still have a podcast?
Hey, yo, my man's crazy.
It's crazy.
What do you want? Out there? What do you want right now? Relax.
About three cups of coffee.
I don't know, Merle. Like, when you don't mention somebody's name, does that mean you really don't like them? Like, you know, you go and you don't even trust somebody's name. It can kind of it's different, right? I did think it was interesting. I thought it was interesting that he said. I thought it was interesting that he said Rory and Maul are different. I never bucketed them together. Rory and Maul are different. Me and Rory, like, there's no beef there, quote unquote. But like, I don't have a hate there. It is possible that we could, you know, rekindle something. Maul would take a lot more work because I guess it was more personal, the relationship they had with them living together and everything else. I guess it was really taking him back that Maul being close to him, it just struck him different that he took someone else's side, right? So I don't know. But like, if you look back at some of the podcasts, it's like Joe really made Maul who he is. Like, he made Maul kind of a front-facing, audience-facing person. He made your personality be exposed. Like, even when he would say things like, Maul's too cool to do such and such, like, he kind of made the audience believe that. Like, Joe literally made your podcast personality. So, and you kind of live off of it a little bit. Rory, not so much. I think Rory was the guy that kind of built up off his jokes. Like, even during the pod, Savon and Alex mentioned, like, I think the glory era was that phase three at the height of the Spotify deal, which everyone can attest to was the best era of the Joe Budden podcast. So yeah, it's unfortunate. I could see Rory and Joe making up. I actually could see Rory and Maul and Joe making up, but I would give it with like two more years personally.
That Maul shit is gonna wait, bro, because like that one, it sounded like Maul did some either more to Joe, did some more bullshit, you know, on the side. I don't know who he talked to or what he said, but like he definitely, like
I
said,
I feel like I know who he talked to.
Nigga, you lived in my house, bro. You lived in my house for free. I'm assuming we can. It looks like that's what was going on.
They were roommates. I don't know.
Roommate.
I could be wrong
with
too.
Whatever job Maul has, we ain't ever heard about what this guy.
Hey, that's true.
Yo,
too.
What are you
that's
doing?
Funny, that's what funny. Are you doing? As hell. You're right. I don't know. Maul was the mailman or something. I don't know.
And they called us a basketball groupie. Yeah, nigga, that's true. What?
He was laughing,
But, I mean, in general, like, him saying that, he can be cool with Rory, it makes sense because, like, he fired Rory. He did not fire Maul. Maul decided to stand beside some nigga that he'd been cool with him and bonding with for, like, the last couple years instead of the nigga that he had known for, like, a decade and lived in his house. Like,
he said,
it's insane.
He said Maul stood on business?
He's still on business.
I was going to find a way to put that shit in here. I was waiting for my chance.
And I was like, what the fuck is this nigga about to say? He don't watch near none of this shit. That's crazy.
Would y'all like, want to trade like, you know, the members up right now? Like switch out Ice and Ish
for
Rory and Mulligan? I said Ish and Ice because I want Flip and a question on Melissa Ford on there. So I'm just sexy ass.
Come on, man. Let's go. Get Ice out of there. Put Rory in. Yeah. Or even make a pod with Joe, Ish, and Rory or something like that. Like them three could be kind of funny.
Even just a Joe and Rory pod would probably be fire.
Yo, what's up with your Ice hate, dog? We got to address that.
I don't have Ice hate. I just don't think.
You do have Ice hate.
Ice gives me like Merle vibes sometimes. You're just scared. You don't want to go there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, yo, pod, bro. We podding, so pod. You know what I mean? Don't be so scared of podding sometimes. So
he be saying like, him and Ish be fighting a lot. I can see why. I was like, I can't remember what the fuck they were talking about. I remember they were fighting. And I'm just like, yo, something just shut the fuck up. So I'm like,
baby boy watching this shit? What the fuck, nigga?
Yeah, I be doing homework. I be doing homework while I'm working.
You be doing homework, bro.
Can't listen to, you can't ignore it, man. No, I mean, Ice, I don't hate him. I actually kind of like Ice in a lot of moments. But I think this I don't care-ish attitude really makes the pod suffer. And yeah, I would rather see like someone like Rory that's willing to like die double up on the joke that Joe made. It's like, if you look back, if you ever watch one of them old episodes, like 2019, I've revisited some of them and been like, damn, I'm getting sad. Like, this shit was actually funny. Like, they don't even have to talk about shit. It's just their chemistry is that good.
Was ill. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's good. And even Maul, they could bounce off, but Maul wasn't the one that was like leading the discussion and shit. Yep. So yeah, definitely swap Ice out of there. Let's get Rory in there. So yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But keep Flip also.
That's a need to know, man. I like Flip.
Hands down.
Yeah, Flip cool.
Hands down. Gotta keep Flip. Shout out
at to this point, I think us. Joe. I think Joe. Joe proved the formula is correct. Joe plus a couple of people is a good pod. Like, even does that on the Patreon. Like, I think
actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, especially since y'all two watched that.
I know he's about to do his.
How did y'all feel about that comment he made about like him not having per se a favorite co-host or anybody to work with over the years? And I guess you can probably address this to Mr. Uncle Shala over there. Like, you know, we've seen, you know, especially that's what I don't like about you either. You was watching that nigga on what was that joint? State of the Culture and shit like that. Like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Your ass was a stan all the way.
Bad show, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was tweeting that motherfucker or putting that in the group chat left. Like, shut up, nigga. But, you know, that being said, you know, of course, you know, Shanks on there, Remy Ma, you know, Charlamagne, you know, everybody we've seen Joe with, like, how do y'all feel that he just feels that, like, he can just subtly work with anybody and it just be, you know, fire, automatic
that's
fire?
How he's,
like,
that's how he's supposed to feel.
He's right.
It's the Joe Budden podcast.
But I understand. He's right.
He is good at what he does.
He might for a reason, he's my nigga. You know, jack of all trees, not just one.
Exactly. That's how an A-Mic is supposed to feel. Like,
look at him sounding like a stand, too. Where do you come from, nigga?
Oh, you can hate watch Joe Budden. I remember when he went through the Rory Mall breakup, he fucking invited his therapist on the podcast. And I'm like, watching this shit like, bro, this podcast right now with Ish and Ice and Joe is garbage, but every now and then I'm tuning in for Joe Budden. Every now and then I'm gonna be like, I kind of want to see what he says about this or some shit. And then I slowly, like, towards the end of the year was like, all right, I'm a fan. But I'd be damned if I was gonna, like, I wasn't gonna lie to myself. Like, I think I even got in a fight the other day where you see how Joe talks to Melissa, and I'm like, damn, I don't want to be sounding like I ever talked to a lady like that ever, right? But I got confronted told. No. Right, I talk down to women like that. God forbid, right? But Joe has that entertainment factor. That's just like, I don't know what it is, but when he's annoying, when he's wrong as hell, I'm still tuned in. And when he's right, I'm like, thank God I'm a fan. So there's that. But that's kind of with a lot of people. Like, Charlamagne is the same way. So
I'm not rolling. Like, I know we're about to close up, but like, I got the film, dog. Like, I can put out there how excited you were to go see that show in DC. Like, you need to fucking relax. Like, yo, rep your set. Rep the right set. Rep the right set. Rep the right set, nigga. I don't know how you talking boys. Right now.
Me and Murr was Duce boys. Murr about the bottle of Duce. We went to the right, fucking look, podcast
go extend
DC.
To it, nigga. Relax.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, just letting him know that you want to expose me.
How much you put on that Duce?
We're talking about you.
Is that credit or cash?
How much do we put in the tickets?
So under the bridge, right? So this is a segment where we talk about everything.
Bro, if we're under the bridge, how much did you spend on that Duce and those Joe Budden podcasts?
Oh, shit. That's
nasty, nigga.
Just the liquor that they mentioned on my favorite podcast. Yo, Mama really posted Charlamagne sneak disses through Chigs. I can't believe you said it. You looked for this, too.
It didn't take long. Oh, just have to type it in. Boom. Right there. At the fingertips. Come on, man. Oh,
go ahead, DeAndre.
Do you have anything else on the topic? Should I ready to close it out?
Nah,
close it out. Cool.
Nice. Let's get to this under the bridge where I kind of got two, and I got two because they both need to be said. Because I've been watching Straight Fire, I gotta let the world know about this.
Talk your shit.
So, I sent the movie to Roy, Abdul, and Steve to watch. It's called the Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil. It's a Korean film. It's fire. I don't know why I've been in my Korean movie bag, but I have. They're fire. It's really good. It's a crime drama with some action in it, but it's mostly just like, you know, just solving, you know, a murder with a cop and, you know, a gang member. It's a really good movie. Definitely check it out. And my other one is I know Roy gonna look at me funny, but son, Big Mouth season 7 is funny as shit, bro. Big Mouth season 7 reminded me why I like that fucking show. They have so many fucking gems in there, and it is funny as shit. I implore all of you to go watch that fucking show. Like, I know it's a cartoon, and I know you're like, oh, maybe showing, you know, dicks and, you know, shit like that. It's funny as shit, bro. It's fucking hilarious. And plus, they're finally going to high school. It's so, like, they're finally doing middle school, going to high school, next chapter, blah, blah. It's funny as shit. Like, you have to
niggas
watch
are
it.
Aging.
Yeah. You have to watch it. Like, Roy, I be telling you all the time, like, get past, you know, the first three episodes, maybe. It's funny. I know Merle's watched it. I know Merle's seen it. If you haven't, I'm very disappointed in you. Okay, good.
No. I'm there. I'm already
definitely go check out the Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil, and definitely check out Big Mouth season 7.
I can let me follow up on that one. Ironically enough, the show that you just mentioned, Nick Kroll, if you will, the creator of that, he starred on a show back in the day called FX. It's called The League. That'll be my sleeper. It's on Hulu. I don't know, for some reason I felt really nostalgic and put it on the other day. And I mean, this is the essence of I think what it is to be in a brotherhood with men, you know, constant shit talking, constantly belittling, you know, one another, constantly just, you know, striving and trying to, you know, backdoor one another just to get to the one goal, just to have bragging rights.
I don't like that backdoor comment.
Yeah.
You ain't standing on today, business.
Man. Crazy. Yeah.
I'm standing all the way on business. It's a good watch, though. I believe it definitely, you know, also got to shout out all the, you know, special guests at the time. You know, it's early 2000 show. 7 seasons, you know. Randall Cobb was on that joint, motherfucking Marshawn Lynch. The list goes on. Like I said, Jay Cutler. You know, just to name a few, like I said.
Jay Cutler.
I think, yeah, you know what I mean? So, back. Got some free time to leave. Check it out. Who's next?
Mine is going to be the Spider-Man. Animated movie. You're really close, though. animated movie, Mortal Kombat Legends Cage Match, actually released. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It got,
was that out?
It released like 2 weeks ago on the 17th. Damn. I just didn't. Yeah. I had a guest here. Couldn't really do anything about it. But what's it called? No, it has like some of the characters like Ashra and stuff from Deception. So that's like really like that's like one of them rare characters they added also on Mortal Kombat 1. And RIP was named Gilbert Gottfried's voice is also in here. So she'll be in here. Check it out. It's out now. You can probably just buy it, but you can't stream it unless you pay for it on Prime. But yeah, be a loser like me and just buy it off Amazon, because I bought literally all the other 3 movies so far.
Is it a continuation of the last movie that came out?
It's like, it's kind of like, if you remember how the Sub-Zero one was, or Scorpion. Not Sub-Zero. It's kind of like it's kind of canon, but it's like a spinoff. This is kind of like that. It's like it's
after the Kenshi thing, whatever. Right?
Yeah, kind of. It's almost like in that realm. So they're using these characters, but yeah, it's like weird to explain. Almost like a don't think about it too much. Gotcha. But yeah, it's
there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Oh shit. All
right. For my Under Bridges week, I'm gonna shout out this little known food reviewer.
You're funny.
Keith Lee.
His name is
you motherfucker, dude.
Big Schlum Reviews. My coworker, my big white coworker. You know, he told me, was like, man, you seen his Big Schlum Reviews, man? He just goes to place and throw a stamp. That's how you know it's 5 stars right there, dog. It's 5 stars right there. When he says stamp, so I watched that shit. Shit was funny as fuck. It's literally like some DC or DM. This is just a DMV nigga just walking around like this different DMV restaurants, like little like hole in the walls, and he has his own like scale of the food and shit. And this shit looked good, man. I haven't watched like all of them. He showed it to me, and I was dying because every other word he was saying junk, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a DMVS.
He talked just like me.
Yeah. Shout out Big Schlim Reviews.
Fucking hate.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get a stamp.
Hate meal. All food reviewers, because fuck them for living out my dreams, son. Like,
you could, yeah, nigga,
money
could
be, I tried it when I first moved to Austin, bro, because I was like, I'm making a food page. I went crazy. It's expensive as fuck, bro. Like, I was dropping hundreds of dollars. It's just like, when the fuck do I get sponsored? And I was like, it probably won't happen for a long ass time. And I was like, I can't keep doing this. This is an expensive ass habit.
Man, just do like one meal. Just, you know what I'm saying? I
can't compete with these whites Asians, bro. They got too much
clout. Oh, shit. Oh.
They got too much clout.
That's why you gotta be the only nigga in Austin. You know what I'm saying?
I am the only nigga.
It's a niche.
It's a only nigga in Austin.
Duel made a racist joke. Oh, my goodness.
Dude. done enough to spawn. Damn.
Another spawn. Right, well, if y'all don't get anything else, we can close it down. Remember to please rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Again, your rating helps bring in new listeners and helps us move up an algorithm so we can bring even more listeners and hopefully get paid for all this nonsense we be talking, you know? So rate the show 5 stars. If you're listening to the audio version, check us out on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, and we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Don't X out, guys. Don't X out.